In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me.
Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
My servant,
glory be to God on high.
And on earth His good will toward men. We praise Thee, we bless Thee, we worship Thee. We glorify Thee, we give thanks to Thee for Thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For Thou only art holy, Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Our Lord be with you. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from Joshua chapter 3. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim. And they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those flowing down toward the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off. and the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things.
Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life.
proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. John the Baptist is right to scratch his head when he sees our Lord Jesus Christ standing before him in the Jordan River, waiting to be baptized. It doesn't make sense. Baptism is for sinners to wash their sins away and give them forgiveness. But here stands a man who has no sin to be washed away. St. John the Baptist is rightly confused. I need to be baptized by you, and you come to be baptized by me? And notice that Jesus doesn't correct John. He doesn't scold him for questioning him. He understands John's confusion. He is right, after all. Jesus doesn't need this baptism for himself. He is not coming in repentance to be baptized and forgiven. His response to John is, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness." Dear friends, to fulfill all righteousness is another way of saying to fulfill all the law. Everything Jesus does from the moment he descends from his royal throne in heaven to be conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and born into our flesh is to fulfill all the law for us. He doesn't need to be circumcised on the eighth day of his life. He doesn't need to be brought into the covenant with the Lord. He is the Lord. Yet, he submits to circumcision to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill all the law for us. He doesn't need to have sacrifices offered on his behalf or to undergo ritual purification and be presented to the Lord in the temple on the 40th day. Again, he is the Lord. But he submits to all of it to fulfill all righteousness, that is, to fulfill all the law for us. Everything our Lord Jesus does, he does for us. He fulfills what we are unable, and more than that, unwilling to do. It is for this reason that he has come, to fulfill all righteousness for the unrighteous, to fulfill all the law for us lawbreakers, that in him, connected to him, united to him, fellowshipped to him via Holy Spirit wrought faith, all that he did would be credited to us. So that's why Jesus stands in the river separating the wilderness from the promised land that day. He comes not to be washed clean, but to be infected with our sins. This is how he will fulfill all righteousness, not only by fulfilling all the law in living a perfect, sinless life in our place, but also by fulfilling all that the law demands of us for our sins. As St. John pours the dirty water over Jesus' head, Jesus takes all of our filth upon himself and leaves the water sparkling clean. The water of the Jordan doesn't sanctify the one who is holy through and through, but he sanctifies the water. The water doesn't make the Holy One holy, but the Holy One who stands in that water for us makes that water holy, for the water that flows off of his back flows into all the fonts of Christendom as a pure, holy, life-giving water, rich in grace, as our catechism states. The sins of all the world are washed onto Jesus that day in the Jordan. The Spirit descends upon him, and he is marked as the chosen one of God, the anointed one, the Messiah, through whom the salvation of the world will be accomplished. He is marked as the one who will die for you. And that's what pleases the Father. That's what leads the Father to cry out from heaven, "This is my Son whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." His Son, Jesus, is fulfilling all righteousness, fulfilling all the law. His baptism marks the beginning of his public ministry. It is here at the Jordan River where Jesus places himself under God's wrath on behalf of all of sinful humanity. This is where the great and mysterious exchange begins to take place. The holy, innocent, sinless Son of God experiences the wrath and punishment of God that he doesn't deserve, so that we who deserve it can experience the forgiveness, life, and salvation that we don't deserve, but that he has earned for us. The sinless one becomes sin, so that we sinners can be declared sinless by the Father. The Holy One of God becomes the suffering servant. The chosen one becomes the forsaken one. This is what pleases the Father. He desires our salvation, and his eternal Son is now about to accomplish it. So look there, O sinner, and see the Son of God standing in the Jordan River to be baptized for you. Watch as he remains under God's wrath until he completes his public ministry with another baptism, a bloody baptism of his death on the cross. That is where the full wrath of God will come upon him as he atones for the sin of the world and for each and every one of your sins. See the pattern of your Christian life initiated by the Christ. He begins his public ministry with a water baptism in the Jordan and completes it with a bloody baptism on the cross. You are made children of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and received into his kingdom in holy baptism, water. And you are strengthened and preserved in the faith in the Holy Supper, the body and blood. In other words, your new life in Christ begins with water and is sustained by blood, just as Christ's earthly ministry began with water and was completed by blood. All of this is completely absurd in the eyes of the unbelieving world. It is foolishness to those who do not have eyes of faith to see. It is the weak and foolish things, though, that our Lord uses for the good of his people and to accomplish his eternal blessings. The unbelieving world sees Jesus as nothing more than just another religious guru like Buddha or Muhammad or Gandhi or any other religious guru throughout the history of the world. But he is not. And you, beloved, are not of this world. You have been baptized into the death and resurrection of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are not merely those who were baptized once upon a time, but you are those who are baptized. Listen as you sing the words of the recessional hymn this morning, I am baptized into Christ, a present reality that is yours. Believe it and live it. The baptismal life is not a life of increased morality and ever-growing holiness, but a life of daily repentance and faith, a life of humility, kneeling before the Lord who alone can exalt you. The baptismal life is a life that clings to Jesus and returns to him regularly to have your baptismal gowns washed anew, cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. The baptismal life is lived by those who recognize their sins and know full well that they need a Savior. To live in your baptism is to live in repentance, returning to Jesus regularly for forgiveness, life, and salvation. To live in your baptism is to live in Jesus. For soon the fleeting things of this life lived in death will be removed. You will see clearly as you were meant to see. Then When that day comes, you shall be free inside and out, as your heart and faith already is. Then your joy will be complete. Then you will see in full what you now see only by faith, namely that God did indeed work through the foolish things of this world, water, words, bread, and wine, to impart wisdom and strength and salvation to sinners like you. Until then, do what he says. That's what the Father says on the day of Jesus' baptism in the other Gospels. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Do what he says. So do what he says. Eat his body, drink his blood, and listen to his word. That will be your strength, your refuge, your fortress, and your might. That will see you through to the coming day. No matter how foolish it may seem, it will comfort and console. It will feed and nourish. It will endure. Do not be afraid. The Lord your God, who was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, anointed by John in the Jordan River, and suffered and died on the cross for your sins, promises to be with you always, even unto the end of the age. He will not forsake you, nor will he ever leave you, for he made you his at your baptism, and he will keep you his via the holy absolution, holy preaching, and holy supper you receive in his holy house. You are baptized into Christ. You are washed clean in his blood. Thus the Father declares of you, "This is my beloved child, whom I love, and with whom I am well pleased." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, at the Jordan River, you call Jesus your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased. Assure us that because we in baptism have put on Christ, you also call us your beloved and are well pleased with us. Renew us as your baptized children, and enable us to remain steadfast in the faith, even when we, like John, are called to suffer for your truth. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, your Son humbled himself to be baptized at the Jordan River. Give humility also to all pastors today and to our synod and district leaders, so that they serve you faithfully. Open the lips of every preacher boldly to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in Christ's name. And open the ears of each of us to hear and believe your holy words. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, look in mercy on all those who govern our country and the nations around the world. Give them courage to defend what is right and correct what is wrong. Grant them hearts that care for those who are vulnerable, including the unborn. Defend those who serve in the armed forces, including Gabriel Blair, Dustin Majewski, Christopher Schaub, and Justin Eidhorn, and all who labor to keep us safe. Allow commerce and the arts to flourish in ways that benefit all people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, at his baptism, your Son voluntarily took on himself all our frailties and the results of our sinfulness. Extend your healing hand to all who are in need, especially those who have requested our prayers, including Bill Harmon, David Gursky, Mary Jacklett, Marlene Miller, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cull, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Shaw, Pastor Dan Chambers, Sally Messer, Miriam Sohn, Cameron Snell, John Lemmerman, Brandy Bradley, Jane Tennant, Kimberly Tolk, Katie Jacklett, John Myers, and Brenda Lalonde. Give them faith to believe that they need not fear, for you are with them. Give your comfort also to all who mourn, including the family of John Sager, whom you called home on Christmas Day. Strengthen them in the sure and certain knowledge of the resurrection of all flesh on the last day. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, receive our thanks for the lives of all your servants who were washed in baptism, taught your word, fed with Christ's precious body and blood, and who now rest in your presence. Strengthen the baptismal faith of all whom you feed today at Christ's table. Prepare us for the day when we, who have been united with him in a death like his, will be united with him in a resurrection like his. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious Father, we commend ourselves and all those for whom we pray. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism, your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body of Christ given for you. The very 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 body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. Amen. The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
Now this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Upon you and give you peace.